Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it's time to talk about Liverpool versus Sevilla, or Sevilla versus Liverpool for absolute accuracy, Chris. The Champions League is back. Liverpool in a nice little run of form. Realistically, it's time for us to just get this group in a vice-like grip, wrestle it to the ground, make it submit, and then think about the last 6 months.
I think if we can get 7-8 goals again, we could be laughing.
I would be laughing.
Yeah.
I would literally be sat.
It'd be good.
Chuckling away.
Yeah, that's what we want, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. But past that.
Nine.
Absolutely.
No, look, it's Champions League. It's probably the toughest game of all six of them, isn't it? Sevilla away. We should have beaten them at home, you know, 2-0 draw when we come from behind to get into a winning position. And you know, we've still missed the penalty and stuff as well. So I think this Liverpool side's better than Sevilla. I think the hard thing that we've got is the fact that it's at their ground, and you know they won't be wanting to give us points, will they, or give us goals. So we've got to go out there. I think we've got to rotate a little bit because of the fixtures that are coming up and stuff. But if we show the intensity that we've shown in the last three or four games, I think we can win away easy.
What, the really low intensity that we've had in the last three or four games?
I think we are making teams submit almost, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. We're joined on the other couch by Ian Newbery and John Machen. Ian, I mean, look, when this group was drawn, we looked to this fixture to be the toughest one. I think there's a case to be made that this is our toughest week of the season so far as well. There's a real balancing act that the manager's potentially going to have to do. But as he's often said, and we know this is how Jurgen Klopp thinks, I don't think he will preference one fixture over the other.
No.
He'll want to win both, but he'll feel that he puts a strong team out. You can't see us doing anything crazy for this. We'll go out on Tuesday with the intent of beating Sevilla and then worrying about Chelsea after the fact.
Yeah, and there's a good gap between Sevilla and Chelsea. And the fact is, even though we haven't had a big gap from Saturday, we were in third gear by about 60 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got plenty of options, plenty of rest in the legs from the lads who came off at the weekend, and we've got a big gap till Chelsea, so I think we'll be pretty much as strong as we can be. He might make the odd change just to give people game time to keep everyone fresh, but we'll be as strong as we can pretty much be.
I think there's a little point here to prove for maybe the manager, but moreover the players. As Chris mentioned, we should have just beaten them at Anfield. We should have had this group sewn up by now. But the fact that it was that time. It was the game of that time and how Liverpool were playing that we didn't know how to keep the door shut. I think we've matured since then. And again, as I say, it'll be up to the players to go out there and put in another one of these professional performances that we spent the last month discussing and get this game done.
Yeah, Moreno's going to score from 30 yards.
Sure, absolutely. Alberto Moreno's an interesting one. Yeah, well, I could get it again. Yeah, first goal scorer, get it on.
Think he missed the ninth.
He's going to pick Salah again.
It wasn't just that we didn't know how to shut the door at the time. It was also that we weren't taking the chances.
Yeah.
We were creating dozens of chances in games and not putting them in the net.
Yeah.
You know, so against Sevilla, as Chris said, we were by far the best side. You know, they're a decent side in Spain, and we did wipe the floor with them, and we should have absolutely battered them.
Yeah,
and we should be qualified now already. We should be all done and dusted, but we've got to go and do the hard job in, you know, there. So
I completely agree on that. The one I want to talk about, obviously Alberto Moreno, we did quite a bit of this on him on the Final Word show. Is this in some regards, and look, let's be honest, when I'm saying this, but I think the problem Alberto Moreno is going to have for the rest of his Liverpool career is there's always going to be fans who are just waiting for that mistake because they feel that he's got it in him. For me, though, I think this is a big game for him, and I think in a lot of fans' minds, it's a good chance for him to put a few of those Europa League final ghosts to bed to some extent. Liverpool can go and put in a good shift, you know, God keep a clean sheet or whatever, and he puts in a good performance.
I thought he did that at Anfield, to be honest. So I don't know that he'll feel he has anything to prove. I mean, I think the fans might look to it, but I would certainly hope that he has as steadier game as he's had all season. And I don't think the game's going to hinge on Alberto Moreno. You know, hopefully.
Let's hope those days in a negative sense are behind them. It was mentioned by Jurgen Klopp post-match after Southampton, Chris, that like Moreno, he was very glowing in his praise of Moreno's shooting and training. He's joking, but I do feel as though he's reached the point where that maybe it's not just a solid performance. Maybe it'd be nice to see something extra now. Are we asking too much of Alberto Moreno to start scoring goals as well?
Maybe. But look, listen, the amount of times that he's getting into the box and he's crossing the ball in and stuff, if it's not goals, assists. You know, he's picked up assists already this season. He's showing.
Assister in the Champions League.
Well, there you go. I mean, what a record. Unbelievable. That's just the calibre of player that he is now, Paul.
We talked about Joe Matip the other week about how, you know, we need goals from everywhere, and I don't think it's too much to expect it. And it would be, I think that's where he goes next. I'm now at the point where we very nearly didn't discuss him on the final word because this is becoming his level. He's becoming a bare minimum 7 out of 10 performer for Liverpool. I actually think higher than that consistently this season. That maybe it is me asking for a bit too much, but that would be, I think, his performance is,
he gets into good positions and he does take shots. You know what I mean? And eventually, one of them is going to have to go in, isn't it?
But I was shocked when Klopp said he was good at shooting because he had that dig against Southampton that went very, very, very much over the crossbar, and that's what I've come to expect from him. Wild swings at the footy from distance.
Yeah, he's an interesting sort of player, isn't he, this season for us because of the improvement that he's made. But those runs, you know, the willingness he shows to get in beyond the winger who he's playing with and just to knock that ball across, he's been sensational this season. And I think he'll carry on now.
Yeah, absolutely. Ian, for you, is there a need to be balanced with the squad? I mentioned it earlier. You know, again, Chelsea is a big game at the weekend. I did say, you know, we go one game at a time. You know, it's an oversimplification. I think we will put two strong teams out, but I guess this is one of those situations where we've been saying we've got a good squad. We're starting to see the proof of that because we're starting to see consistent performances even with rotation. Is that just what it is now? It's to be expected that we can make a couple, two or three changes and still be.
I think you've got to. You know, we've got from Saturday, we've got till New Year's Day. 13 games in 45 days. There's no way you can play 1-11 for that period of time. Because even if they all stay fifth, you'll be knackered by the, you know, come January. Yeah. So you've got to rotate, you've got to give people game time, you've got to give people time off. Even if you're not looking like, okay, will it be all right for Chelsea? It's not so much just looking at the gap between the Chelsea game, it's then looking at for the Stoke game and then the
There's no rest coming. No, until you inevitably get knocked out in the third round of the FA Cup by some no marks, and you maybe get one weekend off. Like, but
that's it. You've got to rotate till then to keep people fresh. Because it's even if you go with the same team on Tuesday and the same team against Chelsea. If two of them get a knock, then you bring in lads in from the Colts. They've had no football, so they need football if they're going to play games.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. It's for us, it's easy to look at it, and Klopp will tell you in his press conference, a game at a time. He'll be looking at the next six games probably and planning what he thinks is maybe where he'll be going, and obviously he'll have to judge people in the build up to those games to see if they're ready for it and stuff. But he'll be planning well ahead.
Yeah, I think
we've been planning for this 13 game stretch since the start of the season.
Yeah, could well be. I think to me, Dad, we're likely we're going to get you all. Everyone's preferred 11s in the moment, but it feels very much like we know the front three that's going to start every game, if possible, and we're going to try our best to maintain the ability to put those front three out on the pitch, and then the rotation will come in and around that. And mainly the rotation comes from the idea being that we just take them guys off, we stagger the substitutions from 60 minutes to 80 minutes to keep these guys as fresh as possible.
I mean, I think the beauty is Oxlade-Chamberlain, who a lot of people thought, oh, why the hell are we buying him? He can come into those positions up front, but he can also come into the positions in midfield as well. Yeah. So it gives us a lot of options. And James Milner's there now as well, playing in midfield rather than at left back. Yeah. So again, another option that to help keep the team ticking over. So, you know, I think we're better placed now than we've been for quite a while.
Right, preferred 11s, get your boards out, gents. Let's see what everyone has gone for. So, I mean, obviously, Karius in goal. So I think that we know with Matip likely to be missing from this game again. I think the centre-back, the defence pretty much picks itself. I went for Trent because this is a preferred 11. Mm-hmm. And I think that a couple of games is not going to do him any harm considering how well he performed at the weekend. And because I think Gomez is absolutely essential for the weekend. I want him as happy and fit and whatever as possible. Past that, Dad, you gone for Jordan Henderson? Ankeny?
Yeah. I've gone basically for the same team, apart from Karius, who always plays in the Champions League. Gomez, who I think it's his turn.
Yeah.
The rest of them, you know, I just think we need to win this game and therefore we need to put our best team out. You know, obviously, there's a possibility Chan will come in. There's a possibility Milner will come in. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't read Klopp's mind. I'm just thinking, you know, why change it when it seems to be functioning fine?
This is the thing, and this is what I expected from this, and this is kind of what I was thinking when we were talking about this earlier. This is where the rotations are going to come, and this is why we've got four different fellas with four completely different midfields for Liverpool. Ian, you've gone for Emre, Milner and Genie. Mm-hmm. Thoughts on why you've done that?
A laugh.
I think Emre's the expected one, isn't it? I mean, Emre looks to start the European games from what we've seen so far.
I think Emre needs game time. I think you can give Henderson. In my heart of hearts, I don't expect him not to play Henderson, but I think it'd be good to keep Henderson out, you know, keep him sort of ticking over with the eye of looking at the Chelsea game. I think Milner needs game, as just before, Milner needs game time. I think Genie's. He didn't really play too much in the international, so.
My only thing, just moving forward onto the attack, you've got Oxlade-Chamberlain on the right, Mane on the left, obviously keeping Salah fresh, which I don't think he'll ever do. But I wonder whether you maybe put Oxlade onto the left, because that's the harder of the job. You reward Mane by putting him back in the position that he was really good at, maybe. But I think it speaks volumes to the options that we've got.
I think you can rotate it, can you? Yeah. Give them 10 minutes either side and keep
the starting point, aren't they, for those front three nowadays? Yeah. I've gone exactly the same. Very, very similar, in fact, all the way across. I think we've got 10 people exactly the same. I've gone for Lallana in midfield because I just want to see him back.
No other
reason. Just want to see him back in midfield. Exactly. I've rested Coutinho and Salah for the biggest game of the season so far because I think we've got that much in us.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting one. For me, I put Lallana in midfield for exactly the same reason. We don't know. Like, all the talk in the build-up to it was that he was ready last week. It's strange that he wasn't involved on the bench, which you think it feels like it might be a lot to go from not even being involved to straight into a big European tie. Although maybe it's less intense, so it might be not a bad way to
I wonder if it's a case of we'd rather have him training. We'd rather have him doing a couple of days training to get him ready to start at Sevilla rather than. Because if he's not involved in the Southampton game, then he probably trains probably on a Friday, whereas he is involved, even if he's just on the bench, because you never know when you're going to have to come off the bench. He probably does less work on the Friday. Maybe. So maybe it's just a case of we need a few more days training to get himself far.
Well, we've seen Mane come in from
just
training.
It's a big ask, isn't it, to go into a big European game when you haven't played all season. So, you know, I would have him on the bench and give him a run. I mean, we're playing at Sevilla and they've got to win this game as well.
Absolutely.
And they showed at Anfield that they can attack and they know how to put the ball in the net. So I think we're going to come under a lot of pressure. You know, we're going to have long periods where we've got problems. Well, and I think we're going to have to be as strong as we possibly can, which is why Lallana for me is a no starter.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see how they handle it. And I think you're dead right on the Sevilla thing. They're not a team to be underestimated. You know, I think they're fifth in the league. They're a couple of points behind the Madrid teams. You know, we know Real hasn't really kicked off for them so far this season, but they're in touching distance. They're probably looking at their league campaign the way that we're looking at our league campaign and thinking.
Well, right couple where we want to be.
Right where we want to be. A couple of big wins, Ian, and we're absolutely flying. You know, they managed to They came from a goal down against Celta Vigo at the weekend, which will have given them confidence. They're dangerous. The last three goals they scored in the league have all come from headers as well, which doesn't bode spectacularly well for us, of course. But no, you know, look, these are a good team, Chris. This is not not one to be taken lightly. But at this point, I wouldn't expect us to take it lightly. Anyway.
No, I think, you know, interviewed Raf Honigstein last week. And interestingly, in his book, he was talking, there was quite a bit with Lallana on Jürgen Klopp and stuff. And Lallana was actually one of the ones who he interviewed. And Lallana said, you know, the reason we're not beating teams down the league isn't because we're not prepared, right? He thinks it's a mental thing, like the players aren't going into those games, right? And when Raf was talking to one of the coaches at Liverpool, he went, brilliant. Because if one of the players realises that, we've kind of done our job now.
Yeah.
You know, and when the players realise that actually the reason we're not beating teams further down the league is because we're not applying ourselves at the top level. And if Lallana knows that, the other Liverpool players know that, and they won't take games lightly anymore. And they shouldn't anyway. Mm-hmm. But you never know what can creep in. It's in the mental side of the game. So this Liverpool side, over the last few weeks, has looked prepared for everything that's been thrown at them.
Yeah.
And I expect it to continue.
I think you're dead right on that. I think I'd be more concerned about this game 6 weeks ago than I am now, because you know we talked about it on the final word show with Ian and my dad, is that this is we've put some good foundations in place now. It looks like, you know, we're not how we win football matches is not run around dead fast and hope everything works out for us. We've got a real methodic quality to how we play football now, and that's not accidental, that's a deliberate plan, which bodes very well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to have some score predictions from you, Dad. What do you think it's going to be?
Oh, I'm frightened to say, in case Chris says, oh, you bloody stole mine again.
You want me to say first?
Go ahead, Chris.
2-1 Liverpool.
What are you going? I was going to say 2-1, but I'm going to say 3-1.
So, Ian?
1-1.
What? Okay, fine. I'll go with the 2-0 to the Reds, just to carry on. And it'd be nice, because you know what would be lovely is there's going to be the sword of Damocles hanging over Dejan Lovren's head, unfortunately, because everyone's going to expect it to go. It'd be nice just for us to continue, so it's not, we don't have to pick that story up again, you know, like how we need Matip and we need this and that and there's a big problem, blah, blah, blah. We've been good. These are fine players. They're not, you know, no one's going to be building statues of Dejan Lovren outside the stadium or Ragnar Klavan, but nothing wrong with them as footballers. It's up to them to just tick along.
The Dejan Lovren stand.
Oh my God, no. but you know, again, look, prove your worth. Just be fine. Just be fine. You don't need to be exceptional. Just be fine. That's all we're asking for. Okay, yeah, before we go, worth reminding that the Redmen TV Christmas sweatshirts are available, and they're available for a limited time. Only a couple of weeks left to get the orders in, so there'll be a little thing at the end of the video where you can click through and get them sorted. If you need to have it, if you've got an ugly jumper competition or whatever it is.
They're not even that ugly, they're just bosh.
They're just really good, really,
the last
really
Christmas
good.
One, the Everton one, is a standard.
Yeah, Simon from Dreams and Songs has absolutely smashed it out of the park this year. So yeah, get involved, get yourself one. And if you need to prepare yourself to look cool, or, you know, depends on your interpretation, cool or stupid, whichever way you fall on the Christmas jumper things for Christmas parties, we've got you covered. Get involved. Thanks, gents, an absolute pleasure. Yeah, we'll be back post-match, of course. Stay tuned for all that. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for subscribing. Click the Redmen TV logo to subscribe. And we'll see it all soon. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.